Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Three Under Par podcast. This is a golf podcast where
Little White Ball is live.
We got a full house today. I'm Scotty T, and we are joined by KJ and T-Bone. Are you doing all right?
Never better.
Pretty solid. It's been a while since we've had the whole squad here.
It has.
It's like two weeks ago.
KJ, you were out playing a little scramble.
Had a tournament.
How'd that go?
Actually, interesting story.
Yeah, because we were talking about you kind of pissed off some people, or what happened there?
No, actually, it was not me. This is actually almost unbelievable. So we get pencil whipped. There's a 48 in there, so we didn't win. Usually when you go to scrambles, there's always one person that pencil whips you. But a 48 was not out there. I don't care who's playing.
48 on 18 holes.
Correct.
Wow.
It's 24 under?
We had two pros on our team.
Wait, is that 24 under?
That is, yes, that is.
So you're telling me that somebody birdied every par four and par three with two eagles while eagling two more par fours,
I think? Yeah, and I was playing. We had two pros on our team. Trey's longer than I am, and there was not a single par four out there that was reachable. So there's no way that these guys were driving it on making eagles. And I was just super confused how this happened. So anyways, I'm in the bar, and this guy's, you know, obviously he's kind of drunk, and he's pissed off about it. And I was like, you know, I love good golf, and I love competition. But I hate it when people are cheating just so they can win something, you know?
Yep.
And this is a charity tournament. Like, I think it was even for, like, a private school or something. So when I showed up, I thought we were going to get kicked out at some point. But we were very good. We didn't get too hammered. And this guy was like, I wanted to play them. I was like, we'll go play you. It's me and a guy, the other pro left, but it's me and a guy. He's like a, you know, 20 handicap. So we get out there, and these are two cops. One's actually a detective. And I told him, you know, I was good.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, are we getting hustled? I was like, I told you. And anyways, by the end of the round, on eight, we blatantly let them cheat. Like, they were both hitting a yellow golf ball. And we get down there around the corner. I've been one around the corner. We got like 60 yards in. And they are hitting a white golf ball that was hidden from our view when we got up there. And we're like, okay, it's fine. We get on nine, and this guy just flips a switch. He's like, what are y'all laughing about over there? He's kicking his ball 15 yards back into the fairway. He starts losing it. Like, he's pissed off. And I'm like, all right, well, thanks for having us out, guys. I enjoyed it. They were like 40 down a man. I just went and picked up me and Jay's balls, tried to shake one of their hands. He didn't have any of it. Shook the other guy's hand, said, enjoyed it, took off.
Later.
Yeah, but they were not happy. One guy goes, I've been hustled by better. I was like, I was the one talking to you at the beginning of the round. Like, I told you what I do.
Yeah, I've been hustled by better.
But it was fun.
Like, you know what, I'll still take your money.
But that was why I didn't quite make it back, because, again, paced the liver for 18.
Yep.
It was about a 5.5 hour round, and then we went and played almost nine more.
You should have done some cliche cop joke, like, are you going to pay me in donuts or some shit like that?
I think that would have been a fight. All right, so Justin, the other guy, shout out to Justin. He's the one who invited me to that tournament.
Yep.
Loyal listener. They had us by 250 pounds.
Wow.
If this would have turned into a fight, I was hoping our golf cart was faster. One, if you're fighting cops, even if they're not, you know, wearing badges at that point, when the cops show up, guess who's going to jail no matter what? The guys who aren't cops. So that's when I decided, you know, just we're going to pick up the golf balls and y'all enjoy the rest of your day. I thought it was very mature of me.
Where was the course?
It was Pecan Grove Plantation Country Club down in Richmond. Nice. It was good. Nice little track, 3-9 holes.
I thought like they shut that down.
Nope.
Or is that another course out there they shut down?
I have no idea.
Because it's over by Houston or Blackhawk, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Nice.
Well, kind of. It's a little further out.
In that area. Or Shadow Hawk. Yeah. Shadow Hawk's probably my favorite course in Houston that I've played. What's y'all's favorite course in Houston? So, preview, we're doing outside the ropes questions today for the listeners out there.
Hell
finally,
yeah.
Been a long time coming, so this can be a little sneak preview. What's y'all's favorite course in Houston? Mine is Shadow Hawk.
I like the Fazio course, Carlton Woods.
Carlton Woods, okay.
I don't know. Whispering Pines isn't really in Houston.
Whispering Pines is the number one rated golf course in the state of Texas. I've never played it, unfortunately. I know you have, KJ. I'm very jealous of that. But yeah, it's in Trinity, which is like, what, hour 45 north of here, somewhere around there?
Yeah, like you're heading up to Huntsville.
Yeah.
I love that one, but that's not really in Houston. I would say probably the Fazio course at Carlton Woods, or I just got to go with Lakeside, man, just because.
Really?
Growing up, wow, playing it, you know, every week almost, not being a member there. I just love it. I love that golf course. Everything about it.
Nice.
Lakeside's great. Growing up playing at Pine Forest, got a soft spot there, but I totally forgot about Lochinvar. By far, best course
I've played. Yeah, dude, you were there like, what, 2 weeks ago or a month ago now?
Yeah, it was about two months ago.
Oh, wow.
Time flies.
Nice.
But yeah, that's a golf course that I just dream of. I don't know when I'm going to be able to play it again, but awesome track.
Great stuff. Well, before we continue on with the outside the ropes questions, let's talk a little President's Cup. We're going to put a little bow on the President's Cup. T-Bone and I, we talked a lot about that last week, and we're going to put a bow on that for this week as Tiger Woods and Ernie Els, they made their picks for the top four. I want to start off with the international team because T-Bone, I was thinking about it. We did not talk any international team last week. We were strictly talking about Team USA here.
Well, silver place in a two-man race isn't really much to talk about.
Right. It's still worth noting the other team, though, I feel like. I mean, they still got some ballers out there on the international squad. So the captain's picks that Ernie Els went with was Jason Day, Adam Hadwin, Sungjae Im, and Joachim Niemann.
Hey, baby.
That's your boy,
I'm telling you.
I was very shocked, especially with Joachim Niemann.
Isn't that Joaquin?
It's Joaquin. Sorry, my apologies. I'm not going to cut that either, but
it's okay. Unbelievable.
Joaquin Niemann.
The kid's going to be like top 15 in the world.
He's not even 21 soon. Yet.
I know. When he is, I guarantee he's up there. This kid is going to be a stud. I've been riding that horse for like a while now, and I'm telling you, he's going to be something else.
I was a little surprised also of Sungjae Im. I mean, but looking back on it, he's had a good
He's year one of the most consistent players out there. When you think about, he's not real flashy player,
right?
But he's a pretty consistent player.
Correct. Yeah, steady, very very steady. Really, just even a lot of the international team in general, I would say just steady guys. Like, not really any of them are that impressive, I don't think, on paper. I mean, they're still impressive. Look, they're PGA Tour players, right? Like Adam Scott, Masters champion, but. You know, this isn't the same Adam Scott that it was around 2010, 2011. Mark Leishman is really steady. Louis Oosthuizen, he's won the Open Championship. I really like Abraham Anser on this team. You know, young, fiery guy, went to OU as well. I like Cameron Smith too, but these guys, they'll beat you to death with pars and birdies. And but sometimes in match play, that's what you need because some guys can get you into trouble, but I don't know. It should be interesting. I just wanted to touch on them real quick. And then the USA team ended up, Tiger Woods picked himself. We all saw that coming.
Remember I said no shot in hell he picked Patrick Reed?
Yeah, how are you feeling about that now?
Very shocked.
Whenever Patrick Reed got picked, I think, was it you, KJ, yep, texted us and Scaff, and it was just like, ah, shit. Like, I got just like eating our words on that. I didn't think he was going to pick P. Reed either, though. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, he played with him the week before.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were actually in the same group or not, but I hate to say it because Patrick Reed, the guy's been playing pretty well. I mean, even this week.
Has he really, though?
He has.
Okay.
I mean, you look at it, I mean, out of the last four tournaments, I think he's finished top 20 in three of them.
Okay.
You can fact check me on that.
Maybe.
I just pulled that out, but he's been up there.
It sounds great.
I know. It sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, we're going to roll with it.
Yep. But seriously, I mean, he's playing with Tiger. And the week before when you're playing with him, before he has to make a decision, and it's that concrete evidence, this guy's hitting the ball well. I'm standing right next to him. He's playing well at this moment. You know, you can have a guy like Ricky Fowler. When was the last time Ricky Fowler's name was up there?
Yeah, if Ricky was going to get picked, it would probably be just from his name status. That's the only reason why. And to your point, KJ, seeing people play, you can tell when people are playing good. Whether they're putting the scores up or not, you can tell when somebody is really in control of their golf ball, they are hitting the shots they want to hit and whatnot. Maybe they're just not putting on the scores that you would like to see, but when it comes to match play, you're not putting those scores up. You want guys who are playing good golf.
Right.
We saw Woodland and Finau, saw that coming. Again, I'm still just surprised that he ended up going with Patrick Reed. T-Bone, what you got?
So, I don't know if this I'm not fully prepared right now. Being the gossip guy, I should be a little more on top of this. And this is a small transition to golf gossip.
Dropping the ball.
Ricky Fowler was just on his honeymoon. And
oh, he got sick, right?
Yeah. Maybe had some diarrhea. that's ironic, right? Well, we'll keep the details to a minimum. We'll just talk about Ricky's diarrhea for now. But yeah, the first thing I was, because I saw
it. I mean, every week it's something with T-Bone, right?
I love it.
I think he needs to seek medical attention.
We're talking about Phil's.
He's either
John Rahm's legs,
or he feels like shit. Or
oh,
yeah,
man.
I'm having some issues lately, but.
Oh, yeah. Okay, before we got the mics going, T-Bone just comes racing in.
I'm behind him on the way in, and. You know, legal here, may
full
or may
disclosure.
Not have
right,
just blown through a red light.
Well, let's say T-Bone had to go to the restroom very badly.
Yeah,
and
drank so much water.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody pull into the parking lot so fast. I was like, geez, bro, you're going to run through a brick wall.
Well, anyways, I heard a headline of Ricky was maybe injured or something. I looked up. Like Ricky Fowler, and the first thing that came up was Ricky Fowler diarrhea on honeymoon.
Where is he?
Article.
Where is he on? On his honeymoon.
I think the Maldives.
That might have played into a little bit of why he didn't.
I think he's in the Maldives.
Why Woods didn't pick him? This guy's gonna have time off. He's on a honeymoon. Like he's not grinding.
Right.
You know, for the next.
A bacterial infection. That's what Ricky Fowler apparently got. Food poisoning. This is not to golf.com says bacterial infection. I don't know. Bottom line, he ain't feeling good.
Yeah. But another thing to consider why Ricky could maybe get back on the team is what's the deal with Brooks' knee? Is that a possibility that he's not
going to
play?
We didn't talk about that last week, which going back and listening to it, we probably should have. Is Koepka going to play? Because he had surgery. Tried to play, it was at the Skins game or one of the legs over there in Asia, and then just, I think he re-aggravated his knee. And yeah, to your point, T-Bone, he might not play. Ricky Fowler could get the nod then. Who else?
Gotta get Richard back on the team.
Who else do you think would get the nod? So you're going with Big Dick Rick?
Big Dick Rick.
Nice. KJ, how about you?
Yeah, I could see that. You know, that's one of the most talked about names of why he wasn't on there, so he's obviously on the radar of, you know, if I got an extra spot, well... Big Dick Rick might be up.
I think people are talking about it because in terms of the President's Cup standings, P. Reed was lower than Ricky Fowler. So Tiger, obviously, maybe he knew something that we didn't know, or he just liked the way Patrick Reed was playing. Also, if there's anything we learned from the Ryder Cup last year, setups matter. Course designs matter. A lot of the picks last year for the Ryder Cup were more of your bombers type guys, like a Tony Finau, even Bryson DeChambeau. He's really sneaky long. But Le Golf de National was set up more for your shorter hitters, guys who put it in the fairway, because the way they set it up, the rough is so long. I don't know anything about Royal Melbourne or much about the course, so maybe it favors a person who plays a draw, who Patrick Reed plays a draw like KJ does, or hookers everywhere. I don't know, but I mean, I don't want to talk too much like serious golf on this episode, but I don't know. It's just something to consider. I'm going to still ride with my boy, Kevin Kisner. Hopefully
I would love to see Kiss out there.
Yeah. Again, like he's a good match play player. He won the Dell match play this year.
Very true. Very true.
And he's played on those teams and he's a locker room guy. Everybody loves Kevin Kisner. All right. T-Bone, is there anything else in golf gossip that you got?
What about our winners this week? So we had Twinkle Toes win on the Japan Tour. Ho Sung Choi.
Oh my gosh,
I watched some videos of that.
Man.
I would throw out my back just trying to do his follow-throughs. Like, it's...
What's crazy is that he's not a young guy either.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Nothing that I can think of in the golf swing, you would need to do half the shit he's doing. Like, I understand, the Arnie Holdoff, you know, where he finished and that shaft's like flying around, or like a Webb Simpson almost.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you don't hit a huge roper? Maybe. Okay. Yes. But flipping all the way around, you've got to think that's got to mess with your ball striking. Apparently not.
He stripes it. He looks good out there.
He sets up like 30 degrees right, and then it's
pretty great. Also on the Turkish tour?
Yep. So, no, this is a Rolex.
The Rolex European Tour.
Yeah, on the European Tour.
Turkish
They're playing
Airlines.
In Turkey.
Turkish Airlines Open.
Okay.
$2 million purse. there was a 6-man playoff, and Tyrell Hatton. Yeah, dude, I like him. I like him. He is animated. Like, he might be a dick, but he's animated. And he's like if you were going out to play, you want a guy who's, you know, animated and talks shit. You don't want a guy who sits in the cart and sucking on his thumb and no fun. Like,
we're on his phone.
He seems like one of the boys, you know? Like, somebody hits one in the woods, be like, oh, good one there. Get your fucking 30-06 out. You're bear hunting.
I disagree. I just don't think, I don't know. I don't get good vibes from him.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
I think I'm more on the T-Bone side on this one.
It's all good.
He's not. Bitches and moans.
Maybe I'm just more of an asshole than you guys are.
He
I mean,
does
that's
have
fair.
His moments, though. So, was it even just a few weeks ago, there's that video going around. He was, like, taking his club back. Turns out his wife was getting out of a porta potty.
Oh, yeah.
It slammed really hard, and he, like, stopped and looked back and saw it was her. Just started laughing.
It actually said to the camera, he goes, that's my fiance.
Yeah, that's my fiance. Yeah, fiance. Like, oh, yeah, like, that's a good moment. Or you brought up one earlier, KJ, when he was, like,
He's hitting an iron shot in, and it was like a 9-iron. So he's got like 150 in, and he hits this ball, and it wasn't a shank. So he made good contact. When these guys miss that much, it's usually bad contact. You know, it's not something way off. He hits a dead nuts, and it goes like 40 yards right with a 9-iron. He turns around to his caddy, and he goes, have you seen a worse shot than that? And his caddy just kind of hangs his head, and he's quiet. And he's like, no, answer me. Have you seen a worse shot than that? And he goes, no. He goes, you're right. That was terrible. Tosses him his club.
Right. But then you also have some bad moments of, like, him throwing clubs. Or, like, if you're bitching and complaining over, like, something little or something that doesn't matter, like, yeah, you're a professional golfer. That doesn't look good on TV. Granted, we might not know the whole context, so maybe it's taken out of context there. But that's why, like, I think I agree with you a little bit more, T-Bone.
That's true. I don't like the whining aspect of it. Like,
right.
I agree.
Well, oh,
but
gosh,
he is animated. I want to hear something on the microphones. When they play it back, I don't want to hear strike, oh, good ball, golf club.
Golf club.
I want to hear something like, hit a sprinkler head, I need help.
Also, before we get into the outside of the ropes, I have an amend, a correction from last week. We got an email from Ann from the West Coast. So, T-Bone, we were talking about how it's all these really great winners and great golf that's been being played has been kind of missed by us over here in the States. But since Ann is over there on the West Coast, they're watching golf in prime time. Leaders teed off around 8 p.m., she said. So just want to give a shout-out to Ann for sending that in. A little correction, amend for our friends out there on the West Coast that during the Asian swing, you can still watch golf in prime time. It's pretty neat. Bada-bing, bada-boom. Thank you, Ann, for sending that in. We appreciate it. All right, moving on. Outside the ropes questions. Again, you can email us 3underparpod@gmail.com. Or follow us on social media. Our email is listed on there, and the DMs are open.
Bring us some fire, guys.
All right. T-Bone, start us off. You said you got a question. What you got?
Yeah, so I've been sitting on this one for a while. This one comes from a loyal listener, my boy Sammy Slim from Southern California. And Sammy Slim would like to know, would you rather eat a 6-inch divot or take 5 shots of the soapy ball wash water after a day on the course?
Ooh.
Oh, God. How much soap are we talking? Because soap will make you sick.
Shot glass, 5 shots.
I know, but how soapy is the water? Because sometimes those don't have any soap in them. Most of the time, they don't have any soap in them.
Yeah, so it's like just dirty ass water.
Just dirty water?
I'm going the water.
I think I could do the water.
Soapy dirt water.
Yeah, I could do that.
What kind of grass?
Does that matter?
Well, are we talking a dumpy divot or are we talking like a
shout out, well, dumpy.
Actually, I'm going to shorten it. I think the original question was 4-inch divot or 5 shots. So the way I look at this question, if I'm at Augusta, I'm 100% eating the divot. I would do that for free. Just to get
fair.
The experience.
Yeah. Like, how many people
it's
get to
Augusta
say that?
Grass.
Have you been to Augusta? Not only have I been there, a part of it lives within me.
I've eaten the grass.
It's in me.
And it's not been processed yet. Yes.
Yeah, but I think most places I'm going to go ahead and just throw them back, get some dirty water in my gut. Because eating like a...
Having to swallow that, it's just...
It'd
be tough.
Yeah.
Can you wash it down with the ball wash water? Because, I mean, I would need something to kind of choke it down.
Yeah.
I think after playing rounds of golf with Nate, I think the 5 shots or the 4 shots, whatever it would be the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Compared to his divots?
No, no, compared to the shots that we have to take with him. We literally had one time out at Tour 18, the cart lady pulls around. And instead of having a bottle of Fireball, she has a plastic saran wrap, and there's eight on each side. So there's 16 Fireball shots. And he's like, yeah, we'll take some Fireball. And she starts to undo the saran wrap. He goes, no, we'll take them all. I was like, son of a... It was awful. This is hole number two. Like, I got to hit a rope hook, and we had to take two each all right then. So I'm standing there on the tee, like, almost crying, back-to-back Fireball shots. And now I got to hit a rope hook into the water.
Yeah.
I blew it way right. Over that bunker to the right.
Yeah. I love Tour 18. I think I got to go divot, man. Especially if it's like a Bermuda grass. No, sorry. If it's not Bermuda, I don't think I would do Bermuda. It's too grainy. It's too, like, you know. Okay, for us down here, we don't get those kind of divots. I think I remember you even saying back in the day in college, T-Bone, that, like, nothing gives you more of a hard-on than a good divot that just goes flying through the air. Like,
love it. Absolutely love it. A nice rabbit tail, pancake, you name it. It's
right
I love
at the flag.
It. Just, it doesn't matter where the ball goes. If I have a nice divot that's just floating, feel like a rock star.
Okay, KJ, what about Glen Oaks when we went up and watched the Northern Trust up there?
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Like, I'm talking that kind of grass. Like,
I mean,
what kind of grass is that?
I'm not
is
saying
that,
I wouldn't do
it's
that.
It's not rye. I don't know.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I just think the shots would be so much easier as long as it wasn't heavy soap. You know, if it wasn't heavy soap concentrated, because that's going to make you sick.
Right.
I'd throw down that dirty water easy. I mean, as much as we drink on the golf course, that's nothing.
Yeah, you could just mix it in with like a shot of Fireball or
I hate Fireball.
Or chase it
that's
with
all
Fireball.
Nate. I don't want to get the Fireball stigma. Okay.
You've been hanging out with Nate too much, man.
Oh, man.
And shout out to Nate.
It's rough.
Okay. I like that question. That's a good one.
I got another one. This is going to be one for you especially, T-Bone. You get one golf ball. You have to play all 18 holes. The only thing that I didn't get out of this question was they didn't specify what type of golf course. So we're going to have to kind of average it. Say about your average golf course, you know, that has houses and it's going to have water. You have one golf ball. If you finish the 18 holes with that one golf ball, $10 million. If you lose it, you can't play golf ever again.
So I played golf on Saturday.
And you got to play a normal round of golf. You can't be hitting putter, putter, putter like I would when I have a three-stroke lead.
Yeah, yeah.
I played on Saturday and didn't lose a ball in a scramble. So I was like swinging out of my shoes when we have a ball in play. Did not lose a ball. Played on Sunday, lost about 4 or 5.
So you're taking that for 10 mil?
I need to know the course.
See, that's what I didn't get out of the question. So let's pick a course around here. That's something kind of your middle of the road.
We need to go play Memorial Park.
Did you see the renovations?
Okay. No, okay.
I saw the renovations.
How's it look?
So
we need to get out there, man.
It's different, okay? So number two, they moved the tee boxes over to the right as you're looking at that par three.
Yeah.
They moved the tee boxes over to the right.
Okay.
Number five.
Wait, is two a par three?
Two's a par three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, T-Bone, get your head out of your ass.
Number four, they moved the green up and to the right.
Okay.
Okay. Number four, they moved the green to the right. So remember how that kind of dog leg left and it was the green was more to the left?
Yes.
They moved it to the right in that more open area. Okay. Five, they took away the chute. They took away the chute. The biggest thing was 16 is now
16 and 17 looked a little strange. I did see that.
So 16 has moved further to the right, more around the water. You know, you didn't really have to mess with the water on the approach shot. It was more the bunker.
I did a few times.
Okay, well, that's pretty far out there, right? Well, they moved it around to the right. And 17, I don't know if they built a green right there, but it looked like it would have been in the water from when I played it last, down to the right. And it's almost a 90-degree horseshoe the last 60 yards.
We got to get Eric Redeker back on, talk about the Houston Open again.
It looks pretty sweet.
Yeah,
it looks pretty sweet. I want to go play it. It's already open. We should just go play
it. It's open. So Memorial Park is done. We've talked a lot about the Memorial Park, Houston Open, all that stuff. Go back and listen to backlog catalogs. I'm not going to go through that again. But what I did not realize is that they kept the prices the exact same after renovation. So it is now the cheapest PGA Tour golf course in America to play.
Wow, that is awesome.
Love it.
I looked up prices. $45 to play on the weekend.
Plus a cart, though.
Okay, good point.
Honestly, I think
it's
on like my first,
it's about so it's 50 like and 70, I think 60, it is.
My first time playing it, I think I'll walk just so I can fully see everything.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you're going to walk?
Yeah, it's fall.
When was the last time you walked?
I actually walked at
Bullshit. There's
Jersey
no
Meadows
I don't.
Probably 6 months ago, and they made me pay. They don't have a walking, like it's the cart's included in the green fee.
And so, you still walk?
And you still walk?
It's cart path only, and I was feeling it, so whatever.
I hate there cart path only.
It's the worst.
Gosh.
So, back to the question.
Yes.
Let's
Can
pick
we
a golf
pick
course.
Jersey Meadows?
Jersey Meadows? Dude, I've lost golf balls at Jersey Meadows.
There are too many power lines out there.
Power lines and trying to cut.
Actually, no, I'm not doing it at Jersey Meadows. I don't think I'm probably going to do it.
Let's pick a golf course like middle of the run. Let's say Black Horse, North Course, okay? You have tough holes on the front, but on the backside, you can hit it freaking anywhere.
Okay.
Okay, so Black Horse North. I played that one on Sunday. 10 mil. You doing it, Scotty?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Just because I've played there enough times where I...
So you're making double-double, 4-5?
I will gladly...
4-5, 6-7 even? You going just double-double-double-double?
I'm not looking to break par that day. I'm just looking to not lose a golf ball. There's
so
a big difference.
Do I have to hit drivers or can I hit irons off the tee?
See, I didn't get a lot of background out of that. But
that's up to you.
Playing like your normal round of golf.
Normal round, like if you shoot over 90, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because you're a better golfer than that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're anywhere between, what, 75, 90, give or take?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Oh, shit.
We didn't even mean to talk shit about you right there, but it worked out so well.
I shot 71 this summer, so at least do 71 to 90.
You told us you shot 89 yesterday.
I'm not the one.
Okay.
71 then
you
got
to realize we weren't talking about the numbers. We're talking about the spread of numbers, and you're asking us to go higher spread, 70 to 90.
I'm not the one laughing or criticizing what he said. I think this is accurate.
How do you play in money games?
They asked
me
yesterday.
I'm either gonna give you 5 or I'm gonna need 15.
They asked me what my handicap was yesterday, and I go, I don't really know. I'm about
what do you go about an 8?
I said I'm maybe like a I'm probably a 5, and then I'd make the turn at 47. I go, yeah, I'm about a 5 handicap. Fuck me.
I love it.
So I don't know what kind of golfer I am. It depends. And I will contribute a few of those shots to Sixth Street the previous night before in Austin. I'm not a hungover golfer. I don't know how the hell Scotty T is. He's the best hungover golfer I've seen.
You can't play hungover. You got to get over the hump. You got to get over
I
the
couldn't.
Hump.
I'm about to say, me and KJ, we've played plenty of rounds of not feeling good from the night before. Let's put it that way.
I rarely can do it.
Yeah, Thomas, you were like in shock for the longest time, like especially during our club golf adventures back in college. Let's just say we had some wild nights before.
We were
even
going
quieter
play golf.
And even more tame on the golf course when he's hungover. I can't imagine being more quiet and more tame.
I don't know. I remember there was one time where we were playing a tournament up in Dallas, and we had a party the night before late night, and Thomas, he walks up to the golf course and still has like all the tattoos that were painted on his arm from the night before.
Beautiful.
And there's a picture of him just like flexing on them. One of them was like the arrow going through a heart type tattoo.
It said mom on it. But anyways.
That's perfect.
Anyways.
I hit bombs.
I think that was one of those 88 days.
So. I remember it because it was the long ass drive home and back. And I was hungover as shit. I think you finished top 10 in the tournament. I shot 89-90.
It's consistent.
No, I do remember that
no
tournament.
No 20-stroke spread there.
I got second in that tournament.
God.
I shot like, I don't know, 74, 73, somewhere like that. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a hungover golfer.
Remember one time you had to like come find me.
Yeah. I think it was that tournament.
Nah, that was for College Station. Anyway, we're not here reliving the glory days.
Anyways,
at this moment,
I think... Back to the question, if I can hit irons off the tee, which honestly, I might score better if I do that. But if I hit irons off the tee, I think I can break 90, and I would have a decent shot of not losing a ball.
It's kind of a follow-up question that we've actually already did. KJ, it involves you.
Uh-oh.
I feel like we get asked all the time, hey, if you bring, like, 6 clubs, do you think you could beat me? or something like that. So if you remember a couple days, it was last Sunday, a week from last Sunday, KJ was out there playing golf, and I witnessed this. And our friend Dumpy, who is a good player, he's probably like a low 80s, a 7 handicap. Okay, so he's a 7 handicap. And KJ goes out there with 2 Persimmon Woods, a 2-iron, a 1-iron, and
a chippo.
Like what? And a baseball bat. You had a freaking baseball bat.
Yes. And the chippo is, imagine like a 1970s square strike.
It's a square strike.
That's what it is.
It's the, like, it's set the up like a putter,
but it has like 45 degrees of loft on it.
And
I was sucking them back out of the bunker with that thing. It was outrageous.
It made no sense.
It was insane.
And KJ, you shot 80.
Uh-huh.
We did not play from all the way back. We played one tee up, but I feel like most people do. So it was, what, 6,500? And KJ, you shot 80. Yep. I had a full bag, and I beat you by only 3 shots. And you were playing with Persimmon Woods.
I never even hit the 5-wood. I really used 3 clubs that entire day. Four clubs that entire day.
And a baseball bat.
I did use the baseball bat once.
You did.
I smoked it too hard.
That was great. So, yeah, I don't know. I get that question all the time. How did you do that? I even witnessed it, and I have no idea how you did it.
Personally, I think when you play with bullshit like that, or I swear I've had amazing rounds where I forget my clubs somewhere, and I have to just go in my garage and make a set. Because I think expectations go out the window.
Right.
And you just grip it and rip it.
Well, there's not really gripping and ripping it when you have screws on the club face and you have a 1-iron that is like the size of the golf ball. But I will tell you, I felt absolutely no pressure. I was 100% confident that I was going to beat Dumpy for the bet. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I was going to shoot 80 because I was putting with the 3-wood in the shop. And I was actually putting with it pretty damn well.
You made so many putts, like 8-footers to tie the hole, like downhill sliders. I was like, what is going on?
Right on the screws, baby.
You putt better with that thing than you did with your regular putter.
Yeah, with my brand new putter. Yeah. Or Scotty Cameron putter, or like any of the 5 putters I've had in the last year and a half because none of them work.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it was fun. I actually only had to hit the woods. I hit the 3-wood one time off the tee. I'd never used that. It was all 1-irons. I hit 1-iron off the tee all day, and I only missed 1.
Yep. And the 1-3-wood you hit was on 17, and just hit it right down the fairway.
It was like 225 to carry the water, and I was like, well, this 1-iron, if I miss it at all, it's carrying about that. I don't want to mess with it.
Yeah.
I had no idea how far I carried the 3-wood, but as soon as I felt that shaft bow at the top and the contact, I didn't watch it.
It's a good feeling.
I saw it take off. I knew it was going there.
Yeah.
And it was right in the middle.
Man.
Almost hold that putt for birdie too.
Love that. So, all right. Another question we got. Who would be the top 5 guys on the PGA Tour that you would not want to get in a fight with?
Okay. I think that's simple for about 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah. I feel Brooks Koepka.
Brooks.
Right.
DJ.
Are we all agree there?
Yeah.
DJ, yes. I would not want to fight Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson is low-key a big guy, and he's nuts. So I don't think I would want to fight Bryson.
No.
He'd rip your face off,
He doesn't even sniff the top 5. What?
I think he would rip your face off.
Dude, he is already crazy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking.
He's low-key a big guy.
That's recent.
No. He's, like, tall. He's always been, like, sneaky big.
Well, he's hitting the gym hard.
He's hitting the gym hard. Season. We didn't even talk about that. He's like, I'm going to come back with 15 pounds worth of muscle. Like, look, I'm all down for, like, you know, getting in the gym and whatnot, courtesy to our friend Fit Golfer Girl. Like, maybe, yeah. But there, I think if you hit the gym maybe a little bit too hard in a ways that you're not ready for it, it can throw off your feel and all that other crap. Like,
absolutely.
So I'm a little concerned for that for him. We'll see how he looks come Ryder Cup or come President's Cup. But yeah, I'm just saying he's on my list of guys I wouldn't want to fight.
Another one, Thomas Peters, big Belgian guy, very tall,
like, and 6'6",
super fiery, and rounding it off.
He's like a Tyrell Hatton temper with the
he snapped a shaft on his back of his neck.
Yeah, so I don't want to fight that guy.
Steel shaft.
I don't want to fight that guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if I want to fight Bubba
Sergio,
Watson.
Sergio would, I think, would Bubba would cry.
He's got good reason.
He's as skinny as I am.
He's got good reach.
But if he hits you, I feel like it wouldn't be that hard.
No, wait, let me rephrase that. He has amazing reach. His arms are fucking 6 feet long. But
I think Sergio would be a bad one to fight because,
really?
I mean, I think you could hit him a million times and he would just be so pissed off and in the zone, like, he'd still fight you. Like,
scrappy.
Like, he would not stop either.
Okay.
I mean, you see how mad he gets over nothing?
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, got a dark horse for you. Woody Austin.
Woody Austin?
What?
Okay, he's easily irritable as well, I would say.
When someone smashes... Okay, so we're talking about Thomas Peters with the neck?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He was smashing a putter shaft against his head, and it wasn't like, you know, leaning against it. It was full-on smash, and I think he would have old man crazy dad strength and just beat the piss out of you. Woody Austin would be scary.
Yeah, dude. That's okay. A real thing.
What about Boo Weekly? Okay. Boo Weekly could give you an uppercut and just like country boy
spit beach nut in that dude's eye.
I don't think he'd fight you. I think he'd just pull out a gun. Like, just no, like I gotta go fish. Like, you're wasting my time. Here's a gun.
See, I think Boo Weekly could like beat up a hog with the just punch it in the face.
What are you, Arian Foster thinks he could fight a wolf?
Interesting.
Did you see that? Arian Foster thought that he could beat a wolf in a wrestling match.
No.
It's crazy.
I'm out on that one.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That's pretty good five.
I don't know. I feel like I would also throw in Tiger Woods on here. Just because Tiger got so into like the military and like the Marine training aspect of it that I think he knows how to fight. And if you run into somebody who actually knows what they're doing, then you can get fucked up really
easily. Think about
easily.
All the South Koreans that had to do the 2-year mandatory military service.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to fight anybody who has military training. I don't care how big you are.
Yeah, that's very true.
The reason I'm not really seeing Tiger or Bryson is because nerds just aren't really intimidating to me, and they're both kind of nerds.
But Tiger is he's a bionic man. How can you hurt him? He's all fake.
Yeah.
Think about how much metal's in his body.
Yeah.
How are you going to hurt him?
I guess it's like the Terminator.
That's true. What do y'all think about Shane Lowry?
I was just thinking that too.
Shane Lowry, dude. Like,
Leishman's a big dude. He'd knock your ass
Leishman
out.
Leishman is a really big dude.
Leishman would knock your ass out. just one hammer fist. Okay, good night, guys.
Okay, yeah. So on the flip side, who would you be most confident in going to a fight against? I would probably throw in Francesco Molinari.
Okay. Oh, good pick. Yeah. Good pick. Good pick.
Oh, Zach Johnson.
Zach Johnson's a great
wipe
one.
Wipe him on the floor with
oh
him.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott, I feel like you would love to fight Justin Thomas.
Yes.
Would you love to get in the ring with Justin Thomas?
I would fucking love
that. He's already
got
a hurt wrist, and he weighs 150 pounds.
130, I feel like.
I think he's 150 pounds.
Okay, I would.
Like 140, 145.
I would
like
rock
that.
Justin Thomas.
You heard it here first.
Somebody who just came to mind for who you would not want to fight, Ian Poulter.
Oh, yeah.
I would not want to fight Ian Poulter. Crazy eyes, dude.
He's like a...
Very scary.
He's like a Sergio type. Crazy, I think.
Or even Henrik Stenson.
Henrik.
Stenson has the crazy dad strength y'all talked about.
He's
I guarantee
huge,
you.
Too.
And he's just a big dude.
Yeah. He kind of looks like the Terminator out there with his glasses.
He's
that
a big Swedish
like
Terminator.
That. Yeah.
That's a
the
great...
The Swedish Terminator.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
yeah, hopefully
I guess
that sticks.
Actually... Arnold's Swedish, isn't he? He's some... I don't know.
I don't know. You know me with the geography. Don't even...
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, I would feel pretty good about Francesco if I had to fight him. Maybe Paul Casey.
Paul Casey's pretty buff. Ripped, dude. He's ripped.
Oh, well, okay.
And he's got a low center of gravity. He would smoke us.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is there anybody else?
Oh,
that
Adam Hadwin.
Adam Hadwin's, yep.
He'd get rocked for sure.
What about Robert Streb?
I don't really know.
He's not a tiny guy.
I mean, he plays golf without a glove.
Kevin Na's getting the
Kevin Na's getting the business, huh?
Absolutely.
So we got Hadwin, Kevin Na, Zach Johnson, and Justin Thomas.
There's
no way.
Justin Thomas would actually be, I think, tougher than I think because he's pretty athletic and fit.
He'd be wiry. Like that guy from The Replacements, the kicker.
Yeah.
The guy they call their leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good question. I like that.
What's CT Pan?
CT Pan.
Yeah, he's tiny.
You got to think, like, is he South Korean? I'm telling you, anybody that's South Korean that's done their 2 years mandatory military service, I don't care if they're 5'2". I'm not messing with them. There's no chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's also come up with a list of top 5 guys on the PGA Tour that you want to get a beer with.
Easy. Boo Weekly, got to be, like, up there top 5.
Okay.
No doubt. He's just a badass country boy.
Yes.
Smiley Kaufman.
Hold on. Boo Weekly, he's also played on a Ryder Cup team.
He has.
A winning Ryder Cup team. He has. Which not many people can say that in terms of American golfers.
And I got the nod from him.
Never forget that he was riding his driver.
Mm-hmm. He was pulling like the Happy Gilmore like down the...
You're riding the damn bull. Acting like a fool.
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Boo Weekly, who did you say second?
Smiley Kaufman, because I feel like we just sit there and crush a 30 rack of natty, so, have a good time.
He's so easy to pick on nowadays, which is like kind of sad.
But I'd definitely go to a bar with that guy. Yes,
I would love to get.
He needs to get drink a beer with us.
Kistner, obviously.
100%.
Kevin Kistner.
Yes.
100% in there.
Duffner's in there.
Duff Daddy would be up there.
For sure.
I don't know. Who's tough?
Eddie Pepperell?
Eddie Pepperell. Yes. Yeah. Dude, he showed up hungover to the Open Championship.
How y'all feel about him? I kind of feel about Tyrrell Hatton. I feel like, you know, they're kind of a lot of joking around, a lot of, you know, just kicking the shit. But yes, Hatton does have that little whiny aspect sometimes that I'm not a fan of.
Spieth won my heart over with Baker's Bay too.
Are you discontinuing? I thought you were just totally.
Spieth might have been the most
him.
Boring person on that Baker's Bay trip.
But wouldn't he be a great fit with Jordan Spieth sitting there?
I think he'd be a great fit
Xander,
with Justin Thomas.
T-Bone, and Jordan Spieth go to a bar. They leave 8 minutes later. Nothing got broken. No fires.
You think Spieth is at? Let's go back to the picture of him getting fed champagne by Phil Mickelson at the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
You're telling me that guy
that
would
was
be...
for a show. I mean, that's a public deal. Behind closed doors, you think he's raging?
I know for a fact that he's not.
No.
There's no way.
That would be so boring. I feel like we'd be at the end of the night watching Wheel of Fucking Fortune. waiting on our easy bake dinners to be done. Like, that would be so boring.
Spieth would be cool.
I bet you he watches Jeopardy a lot. Just like, you know, trying to keep the mind sharp, you know. Oh, what
know, he's
is
definitely not practicing his putting.
Yikes. Actually, yeah, you're probably right.
What else we got coming
ball
up?
Ball striking here. I'm trying to, gosh, who's?
Tiger would not be cool to get a beer with.
No, I don't know if I'd want to get a beer with Tiger. At least in this scenario. Like, yes, if you have a chance to go get a beer with Tiger, would you be nuts? If
does
you
it have to be
it?
Somebody right now?
Yeah.
Or can it be? Okay, yeah.
We can do that. Okay.
Like 1960s Arnold Palmer, that shit would slap.
He didn't really drink.
Dude, but he's ripping heaters? Yeah. Well,
there are some stories of Palmer back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Like, he was not as loved as he is
You guys
now.
Are going to give me shit for picking Spieth when you come up with a guy who has a drink named after him with no alcohol.
Dude, you put vodka in that.
That's a John Daly.
No.
Oh, first of all,
John
what the fuck
Daly.
Are we thinking? I
oh,
knew we
yeah.
missed
well, how did we miss that?
Wow.
I guess he's, he's on the
we would have had
tour.
To cancel
dropped
the
ball.
We would have
okay.
had to cancel
crap.
The podcast if we did not bring that up.
Yeah.
It would have been done.
Yep. Can you imagine?
Lost all cred.
You're in a bar with John Daly, Kevin Kistner, Smiley Kaufman. Who else did I say?
I would pick John Daly over all the other guys combined.
Yeah. Well, if you
John
pick
Daly.
One, he's your number one. Yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah. No doubt.
That shit would be insane. We got to figure this out.
Do you know who was a partier? Was Payne Stewart.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He raged for sure.
Okay, if we're going, I would love to party with Walter Hagen. There are stories of Walter Hagen that are borderline legendary.
But he was kind of a prick.
Well, as we established, most really good golfers are, but
yeah.
He literally would like show up to golf courses with like escorts that he had from the night before and go straight to the first tee and kick ass. And he was like the first professional golfer. Yeah, he was one of those guys. I don't know if he was ever married. I read the Bobby Jones book that Mark Frost wrote. And because Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen's lives were so like overlapping, but Walter Hagen was the professional versus Bobby Jones, the amateur. It's a really good read. Would highly recommend it. But Walter Hagen did. He's the man. Like, point being, I don't know if I'd want to get a drink with Bobby Jones. But Walter Hagen, absolutely.
Bobby Jones would kind of be like a Tiger deal, I think. Wouldn't really want to get a beer with him.
You know, I always forget about Bobby Jones is that he retired at the age of 30.
Well, he had so many problems.
He did. Eventual health problems, but not a... Okay, yeah. We can talk about Bobby Jones later. He's actually, like, worth having a segment on a different episode by himself. But, man, okay, who's the guy who won Wells Fargo this year?
Wells Fargo.
Max Homa?
Max Homa, yes.
There you go.
Thank
okay.
you. Sorry, I would love to get a beer with Max Homa. Max Homa on Twitter is like one of the funniest people that I've seen out there. He like is not afraid to troll people. Like, man, like really missed out on that President's Cup pick this year. You know, Tiger really should have.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, he's got a really good sense of humor, and I feel like he's got a good story. So I would love to go out with get a beer with Max Homa as well. But yeah, to your point, John Daly, he's number one. The fact that we didn't think about him and it took us that long,
because I was
like,
thinking,
I'm mad at ourselves for
something
that.
Something
I was
felt
thinking
like
PGA Tour right now relevant, and I just got a one track mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, no doubt.
I could also get a beer with Keith Mitchell.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Just because he's admitted that at Georgia he was getting it after maybe a little bit too hard. That's why the golf game suffered a little bit. That's relatable.
That'll happen.
Or Shane Lowry.
You know he's got to be
slamming. The pictures of him and videos of him after the British Open this year at the pubs? Yeah. I'd love to get a beer with that guy.
Don't sleep on Tommy Fleetwood either.
What about
or not?
I don't know.
What's funny to me is that pretty much in any conversation that we've had so far, we've avoided essentially like the top 10 to 15 players in the world. Outside of Tiger, I guess Justin Thomas came up for you, but like outside of...
Yeah, someone I want to fight.
Yeah. Like, okay, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. I feel like Rory McIlroy might kick ass too. He's also a person we didn't think of stealing your girl at a bar. If he walks into a bar, he's stealing your girl.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I actually asked my girlfriend about that. She said Rory McIlroy. I was like, all right, we're never seeing Rory.
Maybe now, the older days, absolutely not.
But he slammed some brews back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that Fresh picture of him 15. Just hung over his shit? He's put on 15 pounds. He's
with
like sweating
afro,
that
yeah.
huge afro.
Yeah.
Like 5 to 8 years ago, Rory's up there, top five. Because you know shit would get weird. For sure. And I'm all about nights not ending at 11.
He was also winning major championships at that point.
Which is impressive.
Ooh. Singer. Anyway. All right. We're kind of approaching the 50-minute mark here, boys.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to wrap this up? We got some more questions that we will save for a different time. It's fall golf. It's a little slow right
now. I think
this
was a good episode.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send us more questions, guys. Even if they're controversial, you know, let us know. We'll spit some fire.
You know, the other questions I have are a little bit more serious, like what's your first golf-related memory or what's your favorite PGA Tour course or a course that's on the PGA Tour circuit that you played, or like what's one that you would want to play outside of Augusta National, because Augusta National should be like at the top. You know, those are fun,
yep,
but
those
like
good.
T-Bone, I was not expecting you to ask, would you rather drink the ball wash water?
That's
or
good.
I love stuff like that.
Shout out Sammy Slim on that one. He's
that's good stuff. Going.
Yeah, and the shout out to Will from California for sending in those questions, and my roommates as well, Garza and Lopez, low listeners of the pod. Garza is also the downstairs roommate. Wanted to make that point on this episode. So you can send those emails in. Send us those questions. 300parpod@gmail.com. It's going to be listed in the description, the email. You can follow us on social media at 300parpod. That is the number 300parpod on Twitter and Instagram. The DMs are open as well. So Justin, who KJ played with a couple weeks ago, he actually sent us a question in. But it was like, who should we keep our eye on for next year? Maybe a young and up-and-coming guy.
Joaquin Neiman.
Is that your answer
Joaquin
just for everything
Neiman.
Now? So we'll answer that question for you, Justin, maybe on the next episode or two, because he listens. Love it. Subscribe, rate, and review. Give us the 5 stars and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts specifically. That way that we know we for sure see it. And tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Tell it's somebody easy. In your foursome. Tell somebody at work. Right, T-Bone?
Actually, yes, because I'm on the podcast. That's why, and I talk about me shitting my pants and stuff like that. That's why I don't want the coworkers to listen. My personal coworkers, but if you're not on the podcast, yes, tell your coworkers.
There you go.
Did that make sense? What I just said?
Yes,
yes.
Kind okay. of.
Pretty okay. much. You don't
you
want your coworkers
around it.
I don't want
I
my coworkers knowing there what I, go. Especially this episode.
It works boring
for giving
you,
you
a little
shit
time.
For almost shitting yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got a little time at work. You don't have to work. Just listen to the pod.
I did. I drank a lot of water.
Drank a lot. That's right. My apologies. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, again, for tuning in. And remember,
Little White Ball is life.